5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha at the Ameren Bank Arena yesterday was popping off, and hopefully will be popping off tomorrow night as well.
Hate leaving South Florida and trying to drink beer.
That's right. You're in Detroit. No Funky Buddha up in Detroit, right?
Funky, no. And Funky Buddha spoiled me now, so I got to drink this garbage stuff when I'm out of town. I hate it.
Well, we've got the Heat and Celtics to talk about this week, the Panthers and the Lightning. You've got NFL draft night on Thursday night. Dolphins pick 21st unless something happens. Someone texts in. Hopefully the Celtics will finish the Heat in four straight games, so we can stop hearing from you guys say the Heat are good. Heat blew it themselves by having to play in the play-in games. Last year was a fluke, and this year reality hit the Heat. Heat need, at a minimum, two studs to compete for a championship.
There's some truth in that statement, but the last year being a fluke, that's BS.
Well, you can't be flukish every year. They're a wildly, consistently good team. So for you not to think that the Heat are a good team, Texter, that seems to me absurd. There's some truth in you need two studs to go, certainly in the East. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, do you have them with Jimmy and Bam? If Jimmy's healthy, now, do I think they win yesterday? I don't know. Do I think they beat a Celtics team like this in a four-game series if Jimmy's healthy for all four? I don't know. I can tell you this. I don't count Jimmy Butler out on anything at any time, because he's proven to me time and time again that when push comes to shove, he is there. So I don't think anyone's deluded themselves into believing that the Heat are a good team, because they've been a good team. They went to the NBA Finals last year, went to the NBA Finals in 2020. Like, we're not talking about a team, you know, like the Dolphins that now holds the record for most seasons without a playoff win. So I don't think that there's a lot of truth to that. I can understand frustration, though.
You don't fluke into beating the Boston Celtics. You don't fluke into beating the Milwaukee Bucks last year. Right. They were a good team last year. But the problem is, we talked about it all offseason last year and through the season, Celtics got better, Bucks got better. We didn't get better. We added some pieces, but we didn't make the jumps that they made. And I know that damn Joe Cronin screwed us out of a Damian Lillard. And we know there's context to it. But yes, those teams that are winning right now got better.
You can't say last year was a fluke when the season before, with essentially the same team, they were the one seed in the Eastern Conference. They got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and you had a shot to win the game. Jimmy missed it.
Yeah.
Like, right. I mean,
but that's not flukish, right?
You don't fluke.
Yeah.
They've been in the NBA playoffs all five seasons with Jimmy Butler here. They got swept 1 year by the Bucks team that went on to win the NBA title. Like, you're not flukish when you've gone to the playoffs 5 years in a row, and three out of those five seasons you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Two of those five seasons you got to the NBA Finals. Are they good enough to win a title? I'm willing to have that conversation. But you can't call them flukish because they made one run to the finals last year. You're just disregarding everything else that this team has accomplished.
And take Tatum off the Celtics, who had 15-5-5 in the first quarter, I think, or something crazy last game. Just like our best player, take their best player, and that game's way more competitive.
Right. Right. You can't look at this Heat team without Jimmy Butler and say, well, listen, blah, blah. Hey, he's the best player on the team.
Yes.
You going to get real Detroit-style pizza while you're up there?
My wife's here, so I'm going to eat whatever she makes me eat. Because this morning I had an egg and avocado sandwich, which I'd never eat, but ooh, she bought it good. And I ate it.
I love avocado toast.
Yeah. But with eggs on it?
A lot of avocado toast comes with eggs. Okay. I always get it without, but yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get real Detroit-style pizza, because that's a legit version of Za.
I'm telling you, we're right in the middle of downtown, and I actually have a downtown draft map.
Oh, you got a draft map.
They have everything in the whole area on this little map, which is pretty cool. So yes, I'll try to find a pizza place for you before we go.
Yeah, get a real slice of Detroit pizza. Maybe we'll bring, I'll be at the Amarant Bank Arena. Maybe we'll bring on Plagans tomorrow. Big Detroit guy.
Yes, I need that help.
Yeah.
Because I need to find out what restaurants I really need to go to. And
you want Oz Hakim's number? You want to call him?
I'm fine. I don't need that. Right. Yeah.
I think they have White Castle in Detroit, too. A little slider. I'll keep it in mind.
Moots Pizzeria and Bar is right around the corner from me.
Yeah, you got to go there. You got to get some Detroit za.
What? I got to talk to the wife.
Yeah, you got to do that. Trust me.
I don't run my household, Hawk. You know that.
Yeah. But trust me on this one.
Can I live with you? If this goes downhill, this pizza thing, you got a room?
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Alejandro Solana, who's juggling Heat broadcast duties. And of course, you might know him from the Porpoise Pod and some other Dolphins broadcasting. You don't do the Porpoise Pod anymore? You made a little face when I said that.
Yeah, we stopped doing that about 2 full seasons ago, Hawk.
All right.
I just listened the other day.
I did too. I love that podcast. That's one of my favorite. I love that. Smark your territory. And so you don't do the Porpoise Pod anymore, but you've got a Dolphins show on the radio.
I do. Yeah, Game Day Uncensored. Yeah.
Game Day Uncensored, so he's got a lot of duties this week.
Yeah,
works hard.
Yeah. Every now and then, I take a break and I listen to Harpo and Nazareth reruns. Crowder and Guzio is a big play on my playlist as well these days.
I hope there's never an archive of that one.
The only reason I say it is because I always check the playlists on our YouTube channel, and the Porpoise Pod is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there. It's still there. You can still watch old clips.
I know. That's why I thought it was still going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not.
It's that. So it's defunct?
Yeah. I mean, we chose money over a podcast. I think I speak for Tobin and myself when I say that. So Game Day Uncensored it is.
Porpoise Pod, I'm looking at it. There's last updated 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess we could take those down, huh?
Well, I mean, you know. Memories. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Yeah, let's get the headlines so Crowder can talk about Kristaps Porzingis again.
You know what's based in Detroit? Little Caesars.
I'm not eating Little Caesars.
Yeah, but that's like the hometown pizza.
I'm fine.
Well, you got to get some za.
I'm going to go to this Moots Pizzeria.
All right, it's no Little Caesars. But
It's better than Little Caesars. Well, it's like where the place you took me in Chicago with Joe Zagacki.
Oh, I think we went to Giordano's.
Giordano's. It seems like that kind of place. Like you look it up and it looks like a real restaurant. And
is it Moots or Mott's? Moots, like mozzarella.
Mootz.
Oh, Moots.
Moots.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, it looked the website.
But make sure you get the Detroit style. You might have to ask for it.
With the sauce on top and all that, right?
Yeah, and it's square.
Yeah. No, the pizza's coming like a baking
thick,
tray.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in Detroit. I'm trying to look up on my Uber Eats history, like what I ordered when I was in Detroit. Because I remember I Uber Eats food in. It was late October. Remember when the Dolphins played there 2 years ago? Bro, it was like 8 degrees outside, so I passed on authentic Detroit-style pizza, and I just ordered in some food.
What'd you get, Applebee's?
I got Mexican food.
Good call.
I know two coaches that coach for the Lions, and they gave me like 70th floor Renaissance building and pow.
That's too fancy. Come on, you're a man of the people.
Well, until I don't want to be around the people anymore.
Renaissance building. Come on.
Then I need to go to the 70th floor and be with the aristocrats.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Man of the people. Jimmy, you ever been to Detroit?
Never. I've never been to Detroit.
All right. You have room in that hotel there for Jimmy?
Seats taken.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn. Man. I tried to work it out. Yeah.
We do have a pull-out couch.
You sleep on a pull-out couch comfortably, Jimmy?
Sometimes.
Would you change in front of Asia and Crowder? Like if you had to, you got out of the shower, you had to put on some clothes for the day, would you go change in the bathroom or you just change right there at the, in the hotel room?
In the bathroom.
All right. I'm just checking.
Yeah, I mean, we got the same pieces, baby.
I enjoy my privacy.
I know what's down there. Hell. You know what's funny story you say that? Because we have somebody coming in to help us with, like, you got to organize it and, you know, put all the reserve table tents up and all that crap on the comedy show day. So it's one of the people that worked for Crowder Party, the guy that was there at Delaware with the nose ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's flying up here Wednesday morning and flying back Thursday morning just to help Asia set up everything. And she asked me that. She was like, hey, we have this pullout couch in our room. Would you be cool if Mitch stays on the pullout couch on Wednesday night? And I was like, absolutely not. I'm a grown married man. I'm not sleeping in a room with someone else.
The ups and downs. What's the word I'm looking for? Like the variety in your life for what you guys do. Like it's pick a lane. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying, Solana? Like they go to fancy parties on South Beach. But then you're going to have some employee schlub sleep on your couch in a hotel room?
It's not a financial decision. Our actual hotel is booked because it's right by the draft location. So we got our room weeks ago, but then now we found out, Asia's like, I need some help on Wednesday. So I want to fly Mitch up. And I was like, no problem, fly Mitch up. But now there's no rooms close to us. So now it was like, hey, well, Mitch is only going to be here because he leaves like Thursday morning at 6 a.m. The comedy show's not going to be over till like midnight or 1. She's like, it'll only be 2 or 3 hours. Why would we buy a whole nother room to put Mitch up in when he's going to sleep for 3 hours? Why didn't he just sleep on our couch? And I was like, I absolutely don't want to sleep in a room with another man and my wife. I don't want to do it.
Right, especially because, like, Sebastian Maniscalco, he finishes a big comedy show. He doesn't go back to his hotel room with his wife and a guy who's there handing out flyers. You know what I mean? Like, what's happening there?
But it's going to add, like, the room that night. So Mitch will be in the room for 3 hours. It'll be $300. Then we have to Uber him around. So now I'm $500-$600 in for him to sleep for 3 hours. Like, I don't know. I might open this couch bed up. I don't know.
Man, you guys are strange. Strange. They run the gamut from baller wives.
Yeah.
To, hey, Mitch, I want to save $150. Sleep on my couch. Like,
me and Asia got in an argument this morning because she was about to give a bum $10. I was like, $10? Man.
That's fair because you got to give him enough for a meal.
You better get change. Went and got change. I got five ones. I gave him $3. $10. He wasn't singing, dancing. He was just standing and asking. You got to show out for me.
So you, Asia, and Mitch.
Yeah.
For 3 hours. For 3 hours. In your bon voyage.
Yeah. Pull out couch. I won't sleep. You know, I'm going to stay up and stare at him, but.
I'm sure that'll be pleasant for Mitch. It's just such an odd life that they have. Like, I like to plan out my hotel stays and what. Like, there's a 0.0 billion percent chance that I would agree to someone sleeping on my couch.
But
in
even Mitch Hawk, like, let's say I'm putting myself in Mitch's shoes here for a second. If I got offered by a couple to sleep on their pullout couch that I work with, like, Hawk, if I went on vacation with you, right? Or I went on a work event with you, and you and Lori offered, like, hey, Son, don't pay for a hotel room, just sleep on our pullout couch. I would be weirded out by you even offering
and,
that.
And think about this guy, Mitch. He probably is like, they probably, you know, get him to come to the operation by, hey, we've got a upstart business and it's, you're going to learn marketing or whatever. And then all of a sudden, 3 weeks in, it's like, hey, we're going to fly you to Detroit to put these table toppers up at a comedy club on some tables. And we need you to hand out flyers in the middle of Detroit proper. And he's like, what did I? And then they're like, oh, also sleep on our couch. And the show is going to end about 1 a.m. We've got you booked on a 6 a.m. flight out. You know,
you gotta be there at 5. That means you're leaving the hotel at 4:30.
Why don't you just drop him at the hotel? Let him sleep with the bums at the airport.
Because he's wanting to give him a place to get some, you know,
this
get a little shut
poor
eye.
Mitch. Oh, can you imagine? He's like, they're like, hey, we're a startup business, and you might know Channing from television. And he's like, oh, this is great. This is perfect. And it's like, okay. Put this apron on. We'll meet you behind Delaware Chicken Farm on Saturday. Dress for heat.
Dress for heat. As we expand, Jimmy, I was going to call you. I thought it was, you know, financially sound idea.
Can't wait to ask Marcos where he's sleeping as he goes up there to open for you in Detroit.
You know what Marcos is doing?
Let me guess, he's building the table.
He said he's going to just stay up all night.
Going to fly in.
Fly in. He has to do all the technical lighting and all. He has to do the real work. I just show up at like 6 to be on at 7, but Marcos does a lot of the real work. And he was like, bro, we're going to get out of there around 1. We could probably go to a strip club till 2:30, and I'll just go to the airport by 3:30. And I was like, that's a great idea. But I don't know if Mitch likes the strip club. So,
right.
Yeah. I think that's a sound idea.
They got Mitch flying in. To do what? What's he doing? He's putting menus on the table?
There's a lot to do day of. You have to print out the menu. You got to put the crowder, table topper things on. You got to put the menus on. You have to do the reserve seating. So you have to make the reserve seating. You have to print out all of that. It's a bunch of crap that Asia can't do by herself in a three-hour span.
I
got so, yeah. And then he's gonna sleep on the couch.
I mean, bro, if you're really trying to make money, there's a way to make money out of this entire situation. I'm just saying.
Listen, let us see how these two shows.
All right. Your weather from the Nodman and Dover Law Firm.
I mean, it's got like, if it's a movie, the next scene is Crowder alone in a comedy club with Mitch center. Snorting Crowder powder.
I actually brought the Crowder powder up here to sell. I got a whole suitcase full of it.
I'm just imagining Hawk, because he's obviously staying somewhere where a bunch of other NFL celebrities are staying for the draft.
Right.
Imagine, like, I don't know. Ocho Cinco wakes up at 5 in the morning to go for an early morning run, He's like, oh, this is Crowder's room. And out comes Mitch.
Oh, Joe,
if you really want to save money on Mitch, you have a send him parcel. Send him UPS ground.
Ooh, that's a good. Let me write that note down.
We'll have him. You have any weather? Are we done or what do we do?
Yeah, just from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Again, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy in South Florida, been a bit rainy all afternoon. But listen, if you're caught in traffic right now, it's a downpour. Just be thankful you're not Mitch in Detroit on Wednesday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha. Although tonight, for me and my Jewish brethren, it is Manischewitz on the menu and not Funky Buddha. Tomorrow, I will be at the Amerant Bank Arena. Crowder's in Detroit. You got the NFL draft starting Thursday. Crowder's got a comedy show there in Detroit on Wednesday. Tomorrow, though, I'll be at the Amerant Bank Arena getting you ready for Game 2, Panthers and Lightning. Crowder will be online from Detroit, as he is today. But I'm ready for a little Passover Seder tonight. Chag Sameach to all my Jewish friends and family out there. Happy Passover to everyone. A little brisket with a little Crowder powder. Can't go wrong.
Oh, that brisket's good now.
Larry Bluestein is coming up after us. A little South Florida high school sports. First, let me talk about BNT. Believe it or not, getting closer and closer to hurricane season. This is the time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Get a little info about having PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home. You do it now. So when hurricane season is officially here, get to relax a little bit, knowing your home is protected with PGT Impact Windows and Doors. BNT will come out to your house, take some measurements, get you an estimate. Before you know it, those PGT custom windows and doors will be installed, protecting your home and your possessions and your loved ones during a storm. And as an added bonus, your homeowner's insurance premium might go down. Mine did. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. Go Marlins. Get a little night off from Panthers and Heat, but it'll start up again tomorrow night. Everybody have a happy and safe Passover if you're Jewish. And we will speak with you mañana.
Happy Passover. Gazoon to hey.
And to you too, Mitch.